the list of art from the Buskarov, go back to Domo. The Buskarov doc, as when Yona ran away from Eretz Yisrael, and he's in the ship there, where near Yichoshev Yishoveh is about to smash, and the Rav HaChovel said to him, Malach HaNidim, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm running away from Hashem, and the Rav HaChovel says, what should we do? And he said, So'uni itiluni alayom. V'yishtek hayom alayim, ki yedeani, ki vishbishili hasah ha-godl. It's my fault. It's because of me, this sah ha-godl is because of me. Says the Briskarov, in the Shining State, there was 70 Qomrim there, in that ship. Kulam was sent to see the next HaGadol was going to happen. And Yonah is a Novi Lakim, a Kodesh alien, he's got Nevuah from Sinuk of Itashaeva, and Adagat from Klal Yisrael, a Kitzur from Klal Yisrael, and he doesn't want to go and give the Nevuah to Nineveh. And he's running away with his cheshbon, that's the best thing to do to save Klal Yisrael. And I'm after Tolson cheshbon. And he's got 70 Qomrim there. They're all Oved Avodah Zarah. And the Bainshim sends a Sah HaGadol. Is it not for those Rishonim? Is it not for the Oved Avodah Zarah? Is it not for the Chayvei Mitzvah of 70 people? And Yonah Hanovi HaTzadik, which was Shogik Matatol, Esh Reit and Ezok Bishvili HaSah HaGadol. It's my fault. The ganze Sache is my fault. Actually, Jack Linsky said before that you see the a tzaddik named Achrayes, from even if there's big Rishoyim around and they've got Averas, he is responsible one. He is the Shvili HaSah HaGadol. So let's look in this parasha and we'll see Mamash this Yisoyed right through the parasha. Vayema al Aaron, Moshe says to Aaron, Kach lecho egel ben zoka lechatos, v'ayil le'oilo tmimim, v'hakev etnei Hashem. Kach lecho, the Pasuk says, take for yourself, egel ben zoka, zok Rashi, la'idea, it's come to show you, shemechato la'kadosh Baruch Hu, alidei egel ze, al maisa, egel she'osu. Moshe says, Kach lecho, egel ben zoka, and Rashi says, this Egel ben Boka is going to be a chapa on the Egel, on Lahidia, it's going to show Klal Yisrael as well. Not on Lahidia, from a chapa like the Shpoch, Ali the Egel Zeh, Ali the Egel Zeh, Al Maisa Egel Shostom. Tom would call him a fashion. First of all, Klal Yisrael also bought a kapara for the Egel, and Rashi doesn't seem to be going, it doesn't say that at all. And Satan, how do you see, just because you bought this korban, shenitzchapela alav an egel, maybe it's one of the processes you need. You know that it's nitzchapela, touching a full of kapara. Where do you see it from? So the Ohr Chaim's got a Mishnah Dikachidish. And the Ohr Chaim's up that way. The Ohr Chaim's up that. There was two chalokim in the Chet HaEgel. There's one chaluk of Aaron saying, come, whoever's got gold, Mizor, Sparkum, bring it to me. And that was the whole tactic he had to stop the Egel, to make them take a long time to get the gold. And once they get the gold, what he's going to do with it, and even once he makes something with it, what's the Kipharish come from them? And he's hoping to prolong the whole process till Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. The mice, it didn't work out, and it worked the other way around. The Kaisel were very quick. And they put the gold in, and they threw them Alisho into it, and they made the Egel, and they served the Egel. So there was two parts. There was the Mizal, asking for the gold, and the making the Egel and bowing down to the Egel. So to make the Egel and bowing down to the Egel, Aaron's got no shaykhus to it. He's got no shaykhus, he didn't want the Egel, he didn't bow down to it, he didn't believe in it, garnished it, it basically came out by mistake, Mr. Goy. Novos, the asking for the gold has been a stickler a golem. He caused it. Not willingly. And Kavanosu le Toivo, le Maises, a grace to come from them, a grace at all. Zokta Oibazoi, for Aaron to bring an Eger ben Boka le Chatov, it doesn't really matter, because he's got no shaykhus to ego. For him to be makkid gold would be a problem, but ego has got no shaykhus to it. Zokta Oibazai, Aaron over here brings the ego lechato, because he's got no shaykhus to the ego, he's only got a shaykhus to the chelik of the gold. That's what Chaim wants to say. Klal Yisrael have got a shaykhus to the ego itself, they can't bring an ego. They can't bring an ego. Chach, they did bring an ego le'oilah, but not ego lechato. They will see how they can bring an ego le'oilah. So that's what he wants to say, Zokta Azai, I'm not kind of kudra, that if a person's got any shaykhus to a chet, of Egel, for him to bring an Egel as a chatos would be a tit of God. So since he could bring an Egel, his arayah is on the shaykhus of Egel. And the bringing of the Egel alone of him is arayah shneskapala, lohidia shemechapala kodeshbok ali de Egel zel maista Egel shosho. And it's very shren, losh and rashi, in the kemata, I really think the Mizrahi, the Maral, that as though he doesn't need a carbon for the Egel at all. Well, thanks to Egel, you're proving a point which you never had. You never had the Chet Egel. You don't have Chet Azor. So what do you bring an Egel to Kapar and Lezia when he's done nothing wrong? So comes to Maral. Maral's up there, he doesn't understand this ganzi side of Enkat Egel and Asan Egel. He gives a marshal. Imagine two people stole from the king a golden goblet. One of them didn't do tshuva much about it. You know, he maybe slipped it back in the king's chamber, in the king's house. He didn't do properly, didn't apologize, garnished. And the king knows about it. And for the king's jubilee, he brings a golden goblet to the king. It's a bizoyin, it's a chutzpah, it's a mamash. A kitzit on him. Where do you gamut? You know what it's worth? Why have you apologized for what you did? Tells for the second person, no. He tackle was perhaps he gave it back, he apologized to the king, he did tikkun for it, he mamshin, became the Eved HaMelech, and he kept on apologizing for it. And the king's jubilee, he brings a piece of gold, besides it's given back. As a kapol of what he did, doctor, of course, that's what he meant to do, it's not kitzig on him, that's part of the process. Dr. Azay, Dr. Mayal, if Klal Yisrael are doing tshuva on the Egel, and their korban is the end of their tshuva, it's no kitzig. So if it's the middle of it, or the beginning of it, then that's going to cause a kitzig. Dr. Klal Yisrael, that Aveh was never Mechutam. As you know, being popped to Kadati, as for their Aveh, it wasn't Mechutam. For them to bring an Egel is a kit of Godwill. You haven't put it right yet. What are you coming to bring an Egel for? Aaron HaKoyin, since he brought an Egel, is a raya that he did chew on it. Not like the Aruch Haim learns that he had no Shaykhus. He had a extra Shaykhus too. And he did chew on it. And the Baal Tikkun bring an Egel is a raya, he has finished his chuva. He's now just maybe being the second way it is. But this is the end of it. Dr. Mayal. The fact he could bring it is a raya that his tikkun is finished on it, basically, or his kapal is finished. But we may not, it's what we see from here that Aaron was a schapaloi. Now, if we start carrying on the pasha, there's shreth carrying the pasha of this. The kumpa is according to this, Aaron's got absolutely no sight of the eagle anymore. And we learn the pasha, he lost two children, and Moshe said to him, you should know there was a desire to lose four children, and I davened, and I said, two children. He just told me, I'm just going to sight us to the eagle, and there's two of his children on Israel, on that day. It's one pasha. The second pasha is that state, Moshe said, Kravelam is bare, Vaseh is chatzot chot. Crab is that interesting lotion to say to someone, come near. You normally say to someone, boy, come, Kravalam is there. Prophet Zayim, Vayim Moshe Aaron, Kravalam is there. Vasei es chatos cho vasei lefecho. Said to Rashi, Shohaya Aaron boish v'yore legesher. He was scared. He was embarrassed. Omer le Moshe, lo mata boish, what are you embarrassed about? Lekach nivchalto, that's what you're chosen for. So Aaron still seems to be worried about Egel, and he's been told now by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kach lecha lohidiyah shemachapel laKadosh Baruch Hu Egel zeh." So he's been told he's cleared. And Gleipnish Moshe Rabbeinu, and he stops saying, "I can't. What's going on here?" A third kasha, So our second kasha was that he's, why does children have to die? Our third kasha is that when Layoda Shchina, he said to Moshe, "Dani, she cut a kodesh bol cholai. Why isn't angry with me? Who b'shvili la yod ha'shchina? It's my fault. There's other lachim b'shvili la yod ha'shchina. Amar le Moshe, he carried on saying to Moshe, it's a pella. Moshe achi, Moshe my brother, kach osi soli. You did this to me. You did it to me, Moshe. What did Moshe do to him? She nechnasti nispayashti. I got embarrassed now. The shchina never came down. It's all my fault. I know it's my fault. I'm so embarrassed. You did it, Moshe. Moshe did it. Moshe said it should be the Kohen. That's the beginning of the Pasha. It says, "Vayibay Mashmi likara Moshe la'arim ulevono to mechanafem ulezikne Yisrael." Why is it called Zikne Yisrael? Says Rashi, "Lashmiem shalpi adibo arim nechnas to meshamash bekuna degoyla." To show them, Moshe said it should be Kohen Gadol. So Moshe said it, and Aaron starts pointing the finger at Moshe. First he takes full responsibility of all b'shvili le'yod d'shchin, it's my fault the shchin hasn't come down, and then he points to think of that, and Moshe, Moshe, it's your fault. What's going on here? It's a pella. It's a pella. And what did Moshe do wrong? What was Moshe's decision? We'll come to that b'li neder at the end. Let's understand the first two kashas. The first two kashas were that if Moshe Rabbeinu's got kapora shleimer, the azreit and that's from the Maral learns, and his brother Jeremiah Chaim learns the same shad that Aaron was cleared from the Maaser Egel, he's got a kapora shleima, then what's going on? His two children have to die, and why does he say, why is he boasting that the Likavala government is there? So the Chus HaOlam, actually,
on that point, isn't it also true that
if he does the avoid of a klali scroll, and klali scroll not mistaken, that's dangerous. So whatever's done for klali scroll is no good. That's why, for example, Aaron couldn't bring the paradum as well. Only a lot of it is. Why? Enga pega nach panega. Say that kasha, but Aaron's cleared. He said no. He's bringing for klali scroll a paradum. If you bring the klali scroll and they're not cleared, then how can he do it? So let's go back to the moshul of the maral. No, that wasn't Aaron himself who was a call for him. We'll come to Aaron's stipula. Aaron had. We'll come to it. The go back to our moshul with his person stole from the king and he didn't do tshuva and he just gives the king a piece of gold back. If Aaron the shliach to bring it for that person, it's just as bad. It's always going to be a kitzur. So if Aaron the shliach for klali stole and they are still not masukin, yeah, they still got to be in pocket of the cavity, then he can't do it. That's also pshat and Aaron going in Kodesh Kodshim with gold. Why can't he go in the Kodesh Kodshim with gold? Not like the Chaim says that Aaron's got a shayach to the gold. No, he was totally cleared. But he's going in for klali stole. Going for klali stole is dangerous again. That's what the Maral learns. The Maral is a lot of seven by my Chaim, his brother said they both the Aaron was cleared.
We wasn't only after that. Because I wouldn't say that on the scale of a game that's not even his name. There's other explanations to say. Yeah, so what's Pshat? So I saw the Magid Meshorim, the Magid, this castle of the Beit Yosef after the Magid. What's going on here? Aaron's got no shaykhah to the head. And why does two children have to die? And he says that our murder the Kachat. Chazal say, for the Chet or Chul Hashem, there's no, I think it's been called Eilin the voice, it's not going to help. It's not going to scatter with it. And the Meila docked there that Aaron bringing these kabonas is not going to be mechata for the chesed ego at all. If the chesed is chil Hashem, if the chesed is zara, yes. If the chesed is chil Hashem, which Aaron the Meis says, only shaykh it came out of chil Hashem because of him. So he's a goyim. Echad shayg v'echad meiz v'chil Hashem. So his prayer was not the lemizol, come and bring it. His prayer was Aris come and. He was the goyim of v'chil Hashem. So on the goyim of v'chil Hashem, you can bring a kapara, but it's not mesukim properly. Only with misa. V'chil Hashem is only dying. Dr. Ebazoy, the emphasis is Nigzon Aaron, that all his children should die as a kapara for the Chil Hashem, more as a tikkun for the Chil Hashem, the tikkun for what he did. And therefore, Dr. the Aaron's emphasis is clear totally. But from the Shtikul Chil Hashem, he still needs to have Misa Machaperis. When Mela, the two children Aaron dying, was a tikkun for the Chil Hashem. Now, why was that a tikkun for the Chil Hashem? It's Moshe, if you look in the Pasha, Moshe's Hesped on. On not that view was Vayemim Moshe Aaron. Who actually did Hashem lame with the koyve akodesh? The apnei kolam echoved. Either man says Rashi. Hey, come dibber. Where did Boishim say this? Who actually did Hashem? We don't find anywhere Boishim with the koyve akodesh until anywhere in the Torah. Zok say yeah, because it says when the arati shama levnei Yisrael the nikdash bechvaydi al tikru bechvaydi al bechubodai. The Boishim says the nikdash bechvaydi. The Boishim said that. Amar lo Moshe l'Aaron, Aaron achi, yedea yisi, she yiskadish habayis im yodo, shal mokram. Bo yisi sova ibir boch, achshav re'ani shem gdeyli mimeni mimcho. I see that your two sons are greater than me, and in some ways they were greater than Moshe l'Aaron. But what happened came out in yiskadish habayis al yodo. It goes from Makid Hashem, and Rashi says, v'apnei kolom echoved, what's this covered Hashem that came out of the Rashi? Because the Shachbor is a din be tzadikim mis yare or mis alu mis kalis. Im be'elu, im kim be'elu, kosh kim be'roshoyim. Chein oim and noir elikim mis b'shecho. So the Rashi, the Rosh coming from Yis b'nei Aaron, and Moshunadika, Kiddush Hashem, and Moshunadika, Yirach Hashem, and Moshunadika mis alu mis kalis. So that put that the Kiddush Hashem. Oh, by the way, let's see this, the Maggid. It comes out that Sefila Aaron was knocking from the Cheta Egel, he still needed a tikkun from second the Chil Hashem that he did. Mimela could be let suggest, but that was what Aaron was boasted about, that's what he was embarrassed about. He was embarrassed to go forward, he knew the Chot Shibayim was showing the Zot Niskata, it's going to be Niskata the Chet. Oh, but he's embarrassed, so Aaron boasts for Yoel Ageshet. I threw this, the Aveh is gone. No, but he knows there's still more. There's still a Chil Hashem. A bit schwer snapshot. So Aaron boast the Yoreh Legeshev. And more in Medrash state, why was he boast is one thing, why was he Yoreh? What was he scared of? In Medrash state, the Koronis of the Mizbeach started looking like Karnei horror to remind him of the ego. So Boishim was definitely highlighting something here. What was he highlighting? So Achmim's track is that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aaron HaKohen knew that he has to do avodah. He knew that the tzibur from Ubenshim to do it. There wasn't a shaila not to do yet to do. There was a mechuyah to do, and he wasn't chas v'sham as any koyach, which was in suffix in the gamtan of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Aaron to be a kohen. It sounds almost like koyach what he said. He said, Moshe, what do you do to me? It wasn't Moshe. He knew. He timed on Moshe, you pushed me too quickly. Because in Ramban state, Moshe said to him, Aaron said, Kototi negdi somid. Hoya nidmalei kila tsura fa'egel shom, ma'akev b'kaporeitov. L'kach omalei hegis da'atcho. Shlehei shval zuach kolkach. Shkvarotil k'nes ma'asecho. He timed Moshe, I'm going to have to do it sometime, but shtuk minish. I need a nochash tikkul kaporah still. I need a bit more truth still. Now, they state in Malden. Malden says, why is it suddenly the Sotnik Makasa getting tikkul and Gulus Nai listening? He's forgotten about it till then. When he goes, suddenly he sees gold. Oh, he remembers gold? There's something from there, sir. So, to know, the higher person shtai, the more the chet is now nearer. The stronger life is, the more you see the stain. So, if Kohen goes and Gulus Nai listening, and he's in a high madrega now, then it highlights his aveiras. And if he's representing Klal Yisrael, it's highlighting Klal Yisrael's aveiras. Aaron knew he was okay, but coming to noch a high madrega, Dr. Malbim, he now is more scared of the eagle again, and he's got to do noch a tshuva. And as he goes up every day, he's got to do another tshuva on it, because he felt his close against Hashem, the biggest avedis. But Aaron felt the stiglach chiddush. Aaron felt that I'm going to have to do it, Moshe. And I'm not arguing with you about that. But give me a chance. I'm embarrassed. I'm scared. I've got to. Let me say video once more. And that Moshe said, Hegas dasra, tell the Colossian, Hegas dasra, the Colossian gaiva. Hegas, don't be so incompetent. Go ahead. Go ahead. And Chazal still too, Moshe was putting that what he said wrong. When he said, Shlach Madi Atishlach, and he sees his brother doing the same thing. I'm not wrong. He's, go, go, go. It was, Moshe understood he should do that. Came out with a timer, Aaron said to Moshe, Moshe Achi, I know it's my fault that the Shun never came down. And it's you shouldn't have pushed me to do it, and let me put it right still. He wasn't pointing fingers at Moshe, excuse me, you're the cause of everything. He's saying, Moshe, on that Nakuda, you're not right. What did Moshe do? Moshe didn't say I was a Hadatiris Mashem. He didn't say that. What did Moshe do? Miyad Nichnat Moshe Imid Bichol Rachamim. Bichol Rachamim, the Yodish Chimim. Immediately, what did he do? As the Chap, as the Vice Day says, maybe pushed him too fast, he went and davened. And that's the Yodish Chimim. A predator of Eichheim, the Eichheim said, Vayetsu Vayvorchem et Om. He asked the Kasha, we've had before the Moshe gave a bracha to them, Vinayim Hashem, the end of the Kudei. We have here the Aaron gave a bracha before Vayvorchem, and it didn't work, and suddenly together it works. So after Tayyim Hashnaim and Echad, Aaron gave a bracha then, and Moshe then, it's not the same minute, it won't work. Here he has the Vura, he said, Mechesed together, and the Shunah came down. So Kuntai says, Aaron for Emes was clear from the whole thing. And he was still Chatosi Nekti Somit, still Azevi Dov HaMelech. Mamash will see some Vaisa Dov have the same taste as Aaron. Chatosi Nekti Somit, I've got to put it right again and again and again and again, even though it's having a word, it's okay. Nachamol and Nachamol, and don't push me at it. Klal Yisrael, Zogun Allah, Klal Yisrael, the impact of a Kaddish, they didn't put it right properly. They never did put it right. The Zonus Nasit of Schuyas, like Aaron got, they never had. Other rabbis, some say Kravelam is back to the Kachnet Chalsa, because you've now been embarrassed, that's the reason why you're going to go. And other rabbis, from the Chet Egel Aaron was striking higher and higher, and Klal Yisrael we find didn't do that. They did tshuva because of the Einish, but not tshuva Samishku properly. And they had the greater chelik of the Egel, as Hayim Azeh. And it comes out of Pelei Bazoi, Mamash of Evi Yonah, we have the Chalil, not comparing Klal Yisrael to the Kremlin. The clients of the Chet HaEgel, Aaron's got nothing to do with it, the Loyal the Shem Yisrael, and Aaron stands up and says, Yedeani, I know Bill, and it's going to suffer. Shebishvili Loyal the Shem, it's all my fault. This is Gzei Yisrael, all their fault, and everyone else is amazing. They're Shegid, all their fault. As Ibn Ramban says, She'ato Mezi Zehim Shegid. Your understanding of Hashem is so much greater that Taka, when you're Shegid, you're amazing, they're amazing, they're Shegid, they don't understand. And Aaron and Moshe, the right, what happened with Moshe? Moshe stayed there all the 7 days, the Shunalan never came down. Omar says Moshe, Aaron Ochi could die, the Choshev Mimeni, Shalzei Kobenoisov, Avaidosoi, Tisha Shunan Benechem, the Tedu Shamok and Bochaboy. The Shunalan never came down the first 7 days, not because of Chasan and Moshe. We were not ready for it yet. We only knew Mashmini the Shunan was going to come down. And Dr. Moshe, you know what it is? Because aggressor from me, Bishvili, it's me who's a chasson again. We see this yisoid also with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, at the end of Shmuel, he finds that 70,000 Klal Yisrael were killed. 70,000 Yidden. Why? Is that a machlokes to Mefarshim, Shmuel, the Mamloya Zot? The Mamloya said because they, when Sheva ben Bichri made a revolution against David HaMelech, they joined him, or they were not Moshe against him, and therefore Klal Yisrael was hired to die 70,000 years. The Radak says at the end, Mamash at the end, the Radak says, Kol ha'alofim eilu shenoflu b'mei David loy noflu el alidei shle tobu b'it ha'migdosh. They're not Kaveh based on Mikdash. He says that was a timer. No, what was Dov HaMelech's mistake? Dov HaMelech's mistake was he counted Klal Yisrael. Now counting Klal Yisrael does not kill Klal Yisrael. It's going a kitzur, because they say all over. It's a kitzur in Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael have got great avelus, and David was caused the kitzur, and David says to Ibn Shem,
What the kind of book is wrong? To he, Yodcha, be, Beisavi. Boisham, give me the punishment. He's a Madeira. They don't go to Madeira. No, come to our Melech, Bishvili Asna God, it's my fault, it's all me. All you, all me. And we find David say the same, come out the same thing with Shimon Ben-Gayu. When Shimon Ben-Gayu was Mikhail David Kuron Nim Rechtas, Yom Lechti, Machanoim, and he shrekli chazach, and he said to him, Lollas, Bizyaynas, to offer to him, and he said, leave him. Leave them, Hashem Omele Kaleila, Echob Aveilus, Echob Aveilus. It's not his fault. What do you mean it's not his fault? He's Chayav Misa. No, he's not probably Chayav Misa. I'm running away, I'm not probably Malach. Leave him, don't shatter him. It's me, it's me. This Yisoid hit me the most when Intifada, when the Shoen Arab started against the Yidden in Shtachim. They started the Yidden in on the settlement, and everyone said it, not everyone, people in Gazok at the time, you know, they're wrong, they shouldn't be living there, the Garba Umar, the Pshach said don't live there, what, it's their fault, it's their fault, and Kailu, to unfold the Mishnah Shaita, Sha'atom made with him Shaitim, Afilu Lama Zogun, we've got no Averus, Afilu Lama Zogun, as they're 100% wrong, and they've got, but G'dayli Yisrael always said, Bishvili Asah God, it's me who's caused the Chilul Hashem, it's me who's caused the Naveh, it's my fault, I have a tiny bit of your fault, Aaron, Bishvili Asah God, it's all my fault, Bishvili Yod HaShema, you're down. And that's also Pshat in, depends on how Pshat in Tzfanya, the Novi in Tzfanya, the Novi says, Echrati Goyim, Meshamu Pinoisom, Echrati Chutfoisom, I've smashed the Goyim. I've smashed the corners, I've broken the chutzos. There's no passing there. Nitzdu oreim, mibli ish. Mein yoshev, omarti achtiros tikrimus. It says, we're going from Klal Yisrael, but in Alam for Klal Yisrael, you take a musa from it. The lo yikoris m'oinon, the base image will be smashed. It means that there's an earthquake somewhere in the world, and Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, or the tzadikim, are meant to take a Musa Drasha from the Goyim of Ananas, because they're Mekoyimus or Shmutzik, or Tsunami, wherever it is, yeah, it's Shmutzik a place, and the Goyim says, Klal Yisrael, Bishvili Asah Godel, it's me. I want to quickly finish off with the mic that happened. When I was married to Yisrael as a Bokhar, there was a Kafe Yidua, which were very upset with the Pshach, the way he was, in the Galadat Turk Negdom. And they sprayed on his car the most horrific things that he shouldn't even be saying. I remember seeing a photo of it. He had a dark blue car, someone shipped over from America, Lechoydei, and they sprayed on it with wax spray, the most bizionistic of Zachem. And another 10 places in Bnei Brak on the walls, it sprayed all about Pshach. And the Talmidim said to Pshach, Rebbe, we should do something about it. And the Pshach was loze, it's company, I deserve it. It's company. And the Bochum wouldn't leave him alone. What means this company? Company nicht. You said what's the right to say. He said, has gesagt richtig, yes, it's company. And they wouldn't let him go till he told him why he felt he deserved it. What was it, Aveira? 70 years back, 60 years back, when he was a Bochum, he was learning a Sugya, and he got so far anger from the Sugya that he couldn't get it clear. He decided to go for a walk. You go for a walk in the little shtetl of Nitra, you're locked before you start. And he shackled absent-minded. He went for a walk thinking of the Sugya. There's no chance he's going to find his way home. He tackled a good tablon, just he lost his way totally. And he maybe finished the Sugya, and he wants to go back home. He can't find his way. So he finds a little shoe. He finds a little death, a little shoe, and he goes in there, and he's going to ask them the way home. There was a shir. And he hears someone giving a shir. In the middle of the shir, the guy saying something which he held was not out to that tailor. I don't know what it was. And Shach got up, and he was most of the whole place. Wrong, the told us, and he's rubbing out. I go, I'm finished. The name is Kubni. Because I did that, I deserved the journey 60 years later, the journey 50, 1,000 times worse. How many people in the little shul there?
ganz Bnei Brachis, those are no papers, everything. So he said to him, it's kumpach nisht. He said the right thing. So I did the right thing. But maybe I said one or two words too much. Maybe got two more bizarre than he should have got. 60 years later, a half was knocking cop. And he holds that is the tshuva, that is a tikkun for him. But it's nisht b'shvili asar godel, it's my fault. It's my fault. Are they right for what they did? No, but I may have, from 60 years ago, I claimed to the shaykhaz, b'shvili asar godel, I don't care about anyone else. I don't care, I know my fault, just highlighting my fault. And that was the whole thing of Yonah Novi. Yonah Novi ran away from the base, ran away from the war, and Haneri Choshevi Shov, and he was right. It's Bishvili Hatzah Godel, it's me. Don't bother trying to go back to shore, don't bother. It's Bishvili Hatzah Godel. If you take that middle, it's a Moedika, eye opener for everyone's life. We don't want to help the Hashem. We should not need these eye openers anymore. So therefore, I'm saying the Gilas name of the Torah.
Oh, my God.